This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is time for the Neil Greenberg podcast. That's right. Once a week, Washington Post sports writer, analytics expert, fantasy gambling freak, Mr. Neil Greenberg joins the program, and we get to get smarter. What's up, Greenberg? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
Let's start. There's a lot for us to cover, but I saw you had a tweet over the weekend, I believe, where you wanted to explain to fans, this feels like 8 years ago because of all the coaching drama that has since happened, but you wanted to explain to fans why you did not believe the winning the Eagles game and going from fifth to seventh in the NFL draft was that big of a deal.
Yeah, so I'm seeing some people being upset. And I get it. A higher draft pick is usually better. But there's a couple things at play here. Number one, the Commanders already got the most difficult piece to get in the draft as far as a franchise quarterback, right? They have Jaden Daniels. I understand what happened this year, but like he's the guy, right? He's definitely the guy next year. And we'll have to wait and see what happens from that. That's number one. Number two is we know from years and years and years that it's very difficult to win the draft consistently, right? No team is better at drafting than any other team over time. There's a lot of variables that go into it. And especially when you take out the quarterbacks from the equation, you're looking at just non-quarterbacks. Number one, the difference between the fifth and seventh pick isn't that great. Number two, while the average number five pick may perform better, and I've thought about this on the show before, the noise in those numbers are very, very large. Because it's hard to quantify. Like, how do you compare a left guard to a defensive tackle, right? Like, how do you compare a wide receiver to a safety? We just don't have nuanced tools enough to adequately or definitively say that one player is better than the other if they're very close. I do believe players drafted at 5 and 7 are very close. There's going to be a good player there. They're probably both going to be top 10 players in the draft.
Yep.
When we look at it down the road, they may both even be top 5 players. So it just, it, there's, we just don't know. There's just a lot that we don't know when it comes to drafting and draft evaluation, and we certainly won't know until a couple of years have passed.
And if you don't know, and many people in the same position that you do don't know, I know that the people that's making all the comments on social media don't know either. I mean, they just look at the 5 and the 7 and they say, oh, man, 5 would be better than 7. There are some 7 rounds that were better than the 5th rounds in that year.
Absolutely.
I mean, seven. There were some 7 picks that were better than the 5th picks. And I think the ultimate thing is people get so caught up in just going with narratives instead of really allow this thing to go through. Because what if the teams in front of you are not looking for a certain position?
Yes.
And they draft the other position. And then you get the best at the position you're looking for.
Yes.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Right. And there's so many – I mean, look, let's just look at the two extremes, right? You have Chase Young taken at number 2, and you have Tom Brady taken in the 6th round, right?
Yes.
Like there's – you don't know what you have until you know what you have. And, you know, like you said, if the first 4 picks – you know, this is just hypothetical, but if the first 4 picks were quarterbacks and Washington doesn't need a quarterback, they need a defensive end, you know, then that's just a different equation. And there's just so much that goes into it. And again, you know, evaluating football players when they do such different things on the field, it's very difficult to make an apples-to-apples comparison, even on something that seems so simple as the number 5th to number 7 pick. Now, we try to do it, and we have some good ideas, and we can kind of give some general guidelines, but, you know, let's face it. Like, we cannot with any certainty say that a 5th pick at X position is going to be better or worse than the 7th pick at a different position 4 or 5 years from now. Like, if we could do that, then we would be in having different conversations. We're just not able to do that yet.
We'd be like Biff in Back to the Future 2.
Exactly. Like, we're not there yet. I wish we were, but we are not even close to there.
All right, well, fast forwarding one day in Commander's time, and a lot has changed. There's zero surprise Joe Witt was fired. That was widely expected. He got demoted midway through the season. That kind of tells you what's going to happen. The Cliff Kingsbury news was, on some level, surprising, and on some level, a really big step for Dan Quinn. What do you make of that decision?
Well, I think the destination would have been the same no matter what, right? Cliff Kingsbury moving on to something else. There's been talk that he's been being evaluated for another head coaching position. There's certainly a lot of head coaching positions that are open. He's shown what he can do with a young offense, especially one with a quarterback. So the fact that he's not with Washington anymore, I don't think is the surprising part. I think the surprising parts of this were – the first part was Dan Quinn's presser when asked about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kingsbury directly and kind of didn't give him any sort of anything, right? I mean, there wasn't even the, you know, we're happy he's here, we love what he's done, or even, you know, I can understand why he's under consideration for head coaching positions or why teams would be interested. I mean, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. And that was surprising. That was the most surprising thing of the whole presser, in my opinion. And then, you know, we're starting to get word about a fallout between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know how you can look at this offense with all the missing pieces for the amount of time that they had, key missing pieces, and evaluate it with any certainty. I mean, philosophically, okay, I get it. Maybe there's a philosophical difference, but I don't know if you want to go in the direction that Dan Quinn seems to be saying to go, which is run the ball more. I think they've already run it probably too much in a lot of different situations. I get a lot of flack on Twitter, like, oh, you have to look at running backs versus quarterbacks. And, you know, I got news for you. Running backs rushing the football is not efficient. It hasn't been efficient for a while. What's pumped up a lot of the rushing numbers overall are quarterbacks rushing the football. That has become more efficient. So, you know, again, I mean, there's just there's a lot that goes into an NFL offense, starting with, you know, who you have on your team and what you're able to do, and then who you're playing, et cetera. I just think that this is kind of a mess, and I'm not so sure they can get someone better than Kingsbury. Maybe they get someone as good, but, you know, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. And no matter what, it's a huge step, and it really does put a lot more focus on Dan Quinn going into this next season.
It may put a lot of focus on Dan, but you know what? I may not be an analytics guy, but I have eyes, and my eyes tell me in those games I watch, they throw the ball too damn much, okay? In a situation where you didn't have the people that you thought you were going to have, and a lot of those passes are way less than a run. And when they had the running backs running the ball effectively, he wouldn't stick to it. But what I've learned about football is you have to make adjustments to stuff.
Yes.
And if every time you do something, if people sitting in the press box are calling out your plays, the defensive coordinator damn sure know what's coming. And I don't see that he made any adjustments. And as you watch Cliff coming into here, they said that Cliff Kingsbury, after a year, his offense is figured out. But if you keep putting your quarterback in harm's way, and he could be a head coach or whatever, going forward, he's going to have to adjust some stuff, or he's going to keep running into these same problems.
Without a doubt. And, you know, adjusting in the NFL is probably the most important trait you can have as a head coach, and I would even say a front office, right? Because, you know, again, you're everything happens in real time, and defenses are getting better and better at disguising their coverage. I forget which quarterback talked about that on Twitter, but had like a really great breakdown of of how that's changed. And you know, again, if you're a coach that can't make those adjustments, that's a problem. If you don't have the personnel to make those adjustments, that's a problem. You know, and as far as Kingsbury, I mean, he had a second and third string offense for most of the year. So, you know, if defenses were able to dictate their will against them, I'm not saying I'd give him a pass, but I think it's explainable and the bar should at least be lowered a little bit in terms of evaluation, right? I mean, like, you wouldn't, I don't think it's fair to evaluate an offensive coordinator on his performance if he doesn't have all the key ingredients that you thought he would have going into the season. But again, I mean, it's football, man. And you know, I'm not going to even come close to trying to explain the game to you guys, but just in general, you know, you're lining up in front of someone that's trying to stop what you do, and quite simply, if they make a move one way or the other, you know, that completely changes what you're going to do, and that's why we talk about vision and football IQ, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to adjust to that in real time. That's difficult. I mean, that's probably a second most difficult thing after trying to hit a baseball, you know, that's coming at you at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, I think that we as a group, public at large, are very hard on football players because, one, it's easy. There's no repercussions. And two, you know, we have a voice and we get the engagement by people telling us either how smart or how dumb we are. But man, football's tough. And, you know, you gotta, you know, it's hard. It's just hard. Yeah. And it's hard to quantify and it's hard to explain. And I think it's hard to evaluate unless you know exactly what the game plan was going in.
Yep.
And again, you know, every player's assignment. I mean, there's just so much intricacies over it.
Everybody could do it from the couch.
Yeah.
Because they get the slowed down version on TV, and then the people on the analysts on TV tell them what they were trying to do. Then they could go on social media and act like they're smart. But at that split second decision, it ain't that easy.
Talk with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Greenberg, I think I agree with you that DQ has upped the pressure on himself. And I think, honestly, he's fine with that because he knows this is his last chance. He's not going to get a third job. They've got to win in another down year where whether he thinks Cliff's offense got stale or that it's not going to keep the quarterback healthy, whatever it is, he arrived at that decision and I think is comfortable with it. Where do you think they go next? Because I think that's, at this point, the far more interesting side of this.
You mean where they go in terms of like their outlook?
No,
or who they're going to get.
OC.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who they're going to get because I don't know who's available and I don't know like who wants the job, right? I mean, how much is Dan Quinn going to be a part of everything? You know, is he going to continue doing the defensive side? Is he just going to try to get two more smart people in the room and let them do their thing? You know, who are they going to have available? Like, what's the offensive identity even going to look like? I mean, you know, what is Debo going to be there? What is the running back room going to look like? Who are they getting in the draft, et cetera? I do think, though, that they need to I agree with people when they say they should run under center more. That's fine. I agree with all that. I just don't – it gets me nervous when a defensive-minded head coach talks about running the football more because I don't think that that's efficient in the NFL. And I don't see Washington – being able to improve both on the offensive line and in the backfield enough where they could, you know, be like the Saquon Barkley with the Eagles, right? Or Derrick Henry or, you know, something along those lines where they're opening up gaping holes and they have a workhorse back there. You know, that takes a lot of capital. And
but
right
I,
now,
I do think there's a difference between like wanting to run the ball more and like
the threat of it.
And just be, I mean, the predictability with the offense became a real thing. I mean, B for months was screaming about the bubble screen that they just kept running. Like,
and that's in stark contrast to last year, too. They were one of the best at being unpredictable.
And I think there is, like, if you want to boil everything down to in the modern NFL, you have to pass to run, not run to pass. Like, I can understand conceptually where you're going with that, but I think that paints far too broad of a brush with what the problems were that don't show up just straight numerically with Washington's offense.
That's fair. The other challenge, though, is getting that unit to the point where they can be a threat, but also realizing that a lot of the draft capital that I think needs to be spent on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So how much, you know, how much can you do that? I mean, if you have this same group with some minor improvements and let's say less Debo Samuel, who was a threat to run at some points, you know, how much can you put the defense on, you know, like, camouflage your stuff and really confuse a defense? I don't know. We have to wait and see what it looks like. But just looking at what's happened this year, I don't know if the offense is going to be able to take a large step up outside of getting healthier, right? Like, that's obviously going to improve the offense just by having Jaden Daniels under center, Terry McLaurin in camp from the beginning. But I just don't know how much the offense can improve just based on what the other needs are around the team.
I'm going to give you a little homework thing for me, Neil. Take 20 plays of a team running from under center, quarterback turning his back, putting the ball into the gut of the running back, and give me 20 plays in that shotgun, that pistol position, whatever, and watch the effect, how it affects the linebacker. And I guarantee you that quarterback under center turning his back is going to get much more of a pull than that guy in the center. And I think that right there can dictate however a play is going to go at the end.
That's true. I mean, and the play action type stuff is definitely, a part of what can help an offense. And, again, making you only have what, half a second? A second at most to confuse the defense.
Yeah.
While they're also trying to confuse you, and it's tough. You also need guys that are threatening, right? And if the offensive line, the running back that you have that you're working with aren't threatening, and I think Washington's running backs did fine. I think they did better than people give them credit for. Mm-hmm. I think C-Rod was probably the better of the two in terms of efficiency. But I don't know if you're going to strike fear in the heart of a defense with them. But you can absolutely do it if, you have everybody back and Jaden's a threat to run and your running backs are a threat to run and, Jaden's slinging the ball like he did a year ago, et cetera. That accelerates everything, and then we might be having a very different conversation.
Greenberg, we got a boogie, man. Always appreciate you, bro. How about the Wizards?
I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
See you, buddy. That's our friend Neil Greenberg, noted Wizards fan. Here's what we're going to do. I want to open the phone lines up. We've got fresh reporting that I'm not sure we're all going to agree with, but fresh reporting about the Commanders situation that looks pretty damn messy from Bleacher Report. Nobody go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.